And here we go again with another episode of Fat to Fit, or else. I haven't done my intro yet because I still don't have the new computer totally set up. Be honest with you, I've been incredibly busy, mostly getting ass raped. I can tell you, there should be some funny shizniz in this episode of the show. This is episode number 150 of Fat to Fit, or else. Strangely, this show's a year longer than the other one, and they're both on episode 150 today. So I've done a lot more of the God Wants to Talk to Yous than I have here on Fat to Fit or Else. But I promise you there will be laughs today on this show, and there will be anger. People are going to be mad at me because I'm an a-hole, and I've done this before. I went in on someone I'm going to go in on before, and I seriously got hate emails and messages on Facebook and Instagram. F you, Stretch. You're a dick. These guys are heroes. You're a da-da-da. So we're going to get into that. I'm going to piss some people off. And no, I'm an a-hole by nature. It's kind of my job here to be an a-hole. It's kind of what I do. It's like my thing. It's like, you should know if you've listened to this show. I'm an a-hole. And expect that. So that's coming, but also you get to laugh at me today because I'm pretty certain I need an exorcist. If you know where I can get an exorcist, let me know. Shout out to Mean Spiral Lady. She gave me a tip on cleansing myself because I talked to her this week and she knows what's going on in my life. If you guys follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you do too. If you've checked any of those videos I post, little vlogs I post. And I was going to do one today and talk about what I'm going to get into on today's show. And then I thought, F it. I got no Fs to give. I'm just going to let it fly. Let it fly, bitch, and just see what happens. So here we go. You guys know that my home passed away recently. It was sudden. We weren't expecting our home to die. It was cremated. We haven't buried it yet. We're still waiting on the services. And that brings me to the point. You hear me rant and rave about the state, the city, the this and the that. All justified. And I'm lying, I'm dying on any of that stuff. I'm not doing any of this for clickbait or to hook people in. Everything I say on those is real. And most of the time, I'm just trying to get info out going, wow, I didn't know this. I'm going to share this information to hopefully help someone else that might be in the same situation. So if you found me, and there's a lot of people that found the pod recently since I started blasting fire coverage, and shout out to you if you're one of those. Thank you for being here. This started off as, if you don't know me, my name is Stretch, and I'm an a-hole. I used to be on the radio, and now I do a podcast, and my podcast was about working out, because I'm an old fat guy, and I need to get healthy or I'm going to die. Fat to Fit or Else was about me getting healthier, croaking. So that's what it was about. And I was doing a really good job of it. And then I blew my shoulder out last year. And then that derailed the F out of me. And then I got off my diet and I screwed up. And then I was just getting ready to try to get back in. It's the new year. I'm going to nose to the grindstone. And I lost my house. And now I'm homeless. And now I'm a 50-something-year-old dude living in his parents' basement doing a podcast. But hey, F you, I'm an influencer. And that's coming up later, too. I'm an influencer, bitches. I got juice. I got tens of dozens of listeners, damn it. And I use that clout. I'm going to drop something on someone else. But let's get into the first one that's going to piss people off. Hopefully you stick around for the funny part because this is tongue-in-cheek to some degree. Because I want to talk about the fire department, LAFD. Love the firemen and the fire lesbians. Shout out to you. You guys are awesome. But here's the but. It's going to piss people off. And I made the lesbian joke. I love lesbians, but I made that joke because the first 3 days of the fire, all we heard about was how our holy trinity of lesbians that run the LAFD were kicking ass. Only they weren't, because I don't give a crap who was in charge, male, female, gay, lesbian, Hispanic, black, white, Asian, Indian, Martian. You let my fucking house burn down And not only did you let my house burn down, you didn't even put water on my house when it burned down. Okay, let's back that up. I live in Pacific Palisades, California. At least I used to. For 23 years, I lived there. My wife and I. My daughter was born, not in the house, obviously in the hospital in Santa Monica. Came home to that house, has only lived in that house her entire life, and she is 21 years old. My son was 8 when we moved into that house, and he, you know, grew up in that house as well, even though he was with Satan, who's his mother. Yes, I'm religious now, but I was at one point married to the devil. And as we move on, I can tell you that I keep seeing people all over like, oh, the firefighters. Thank you to the firefighters. Oh, the firefighters. No thanks to give. 15 years ago, Station 23, which is the fire department closest to PCH on Sunset, there's two fire departments in Pacific Palisades. Give you a little history of the Palisades. Two fire departments, Station 23, which is down near the Taco Bell, down at the bottom of Sunset and PCH, and then Station 69, which is up right before you come into the village. So those are the two fire departments, and I love them. And about 15 years ago, there was an accident at my house, car accident, and an old man drove through the fence of my backyard and plowed through the fence. And then the fire department came, obviously, because it was an accident, to check on the old guy. And then they discovered my dogs were getting out, and they took my dogs and they brought them. And at the time, the way our deck was set up, it didn't have a gate, and they literally made a makeshift gate and blocked my dogs onto my deck. And they saved my dogs, my pug and my first German Shepherd. That would be Fat Pug and Bobo. And that was awesome. In fact, so awesome. Not only did we thank them, my wife was bringing them cookies and stuff back down to the fire station, which is just damn near walking distance to my house. And that was awesome. We were incredibly grateful to them for that. And I am grateful for the work that they've done. I know they did some heroic work during the fires. I know they went in and they saved a lot of old people. There's an old folks home in the Palisades. And it literally was on fire, and they were in there wheeling out the old people. And there were other elderly people that were stuck in their homes that they saved. And they did a lot of really great stuff. And firemen in general, I have no problem with firemen at all. But this time, there's no, hey, thank you, LAFD sign going up in front of my house anytime soon, because, well, I won't have a house anytime soon. The Pacific Palisades is 10,000 buildings. 5,700 of those buildings burned. So you didn't save much. In fact, the only profession that I can think of where a less than 50% success rate is considered great is baseball. Like, if you're hitting 400 in baseball, you're great. You're an all-star. Well, when you're saving people's homes, that's a shitty average. And it's not your fault. There were 112 pieces of fire equipment with LAFD that were out of service. I've seen those stories on the news. It's not your fault the mayor cut your budget. It's not your fault that Gavin Newsom cut your budget. It's not your fault that some dumb shit somewhere, it could be someone's fault in your department, by the way, for the aqueduct. Somebody didn't know that it's brush fire season. We've had an empty aqueduct for a year now. Like 100 million gallons of water that could have been used. And then the reason my house is no longer in existence, or let me rephrase that. The reason my entire neighborhood doesn't exist anymore is because the hydrants ran dry. So by the late in the night of that first night of the fight, when they ran out of water, they just let my neighborhood burn. So it's not like you fought a brave, good fight in my neighborhood and my house succumbed to the fire. No, you just let my fucking house burn. My house torched. You let my church burn. Torched. You let my grocery store burn. Torched. You let my doctor's office burn. Torch. You let my fucking pharmacy burn. Torched. My whole world is gone because you didn't get it done. Not this time. You didn't get it done. And I get crazy winds and Some idiots want to say global warming and God, that's cool. I don't have animosity towards you, but I'm not going to attaboy you. Hey, good. Hey, man, you guys tried. Good job. Way to go. You thought about saving my house. Thank you. No, there's no thank you coming. Not from me. There isn't. And the everyday firemen, they were doing good shit. Like I said, they were saving people. They were doing what they could. It's not their fault they ran out of water. It's not their fault the budgets got cut. It's not their fault they didn't have enough of anything. It's not their fault the state doesn't have more of those planes and helicopters and all of that. Not their fault. Doesn't change the outcome. If the Kansas City Chiefs showed up on Sunday and they didn't have Patrick Mahomes, you would know they're going to lose. I think they sent the firemen into a game they're going to lose without their star quarterback. Even the Holy Trinity of lesbians couldn't save them in the fight that they were up against as far as saving our fucking neighborhood. So forgive me if I'm not overflowing with gratitude to the fire department. Because I also know I'm still really irate about the bill that we paid for the last 23 years for brush fire clearance that was never once done in the 23 years that we lived there. Even though it was the fire department that came knocking on my door a few times going, hey, your trees are too close to the neighbor property line. If you don't cut it, we're going to fine you. You better do that. And then it cost me another $500 or $600 to clear the brush that I was already paying them to clear that they never cleared. And I don't think the fire department's in charge of brush clearance, so once again, not their fault. End result is slow clap. You almost saved my neighborhood, but you didn't. And also, it's kind of weird to be while I'm venting and being an a-hole to the fire department. There's a part of the Palisades, the one where Fire Station 69 is. Fire Station 69 is in a neighborhood called the Alphabet Streets, because it's just a grid of streets, and it's like A, B, C, D, so they call them the Alphabet Streets, all the street names. That entire neighborhood burned, torched to the ground. You know what didn't burn? Fire Station 69. You know what's right across the street from Fire Station 69? Corpus Christi Catholic Church, where I've been going for the last 23 years, something I hold as near and dear to my heart as I do my home. And that burned to the ground. And then Ralph's is next door. That's where I bought my groceries. And then straight across the street was my doctor's office, which also burned to the ground. And then behind that was a school, a private school that burned down. There was a private school at our church, too, and that burned down to the ground. You didn't save much. You didn't save the high school. Didn't save the schools. You managed to save both the fire stations. Those were important to you. My house was important to me. My church was important to me. And those weren't saved. And I don't know if they tried to save the church or not. I don't know if they tried to battle that or just let it burn like they did. I know for a fact they just let my neighborhood burn because some of the neighbors were down there. And I've heard these stories and they are verifiable. They were out of water. Granted, what's a fireman going to do? Get burned going down there where there's no water to fight a fire? Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, that's something I needed to get off my chest because people are, oh, the fire department. They're so brave. They're brave. These guys are super brave because they were fighting a fire with no freaking water. It's not funny, but it's not their fault. And it isn't their fault. This vent isn't their fault. But you don't get an attaboy from me for not saving my house, not saving my neighborhood, not saving my entire fucking city. My entire life. Gone. So, pardon me if there's no attaboys. All right. Now let's get to the part that should be funny. Because this part is funny. And it just gets funnier. I was driving to work. So the last podcast you heard was on Monday. And I do those on the night before. So right now it's Thursday night. You're hearing this on Friday. I was going to work on Monday. And all of a sudden I see, it's cold, you know, kind of cold. It's winter. See, it's smoke on my car in the front. And I'm like, oh, it's just, you know, steam. The engine's probably hot. And I get to work and I don't really think much about it. My car's old, very weathered. I get out of work and I start driving the beast home and it starts overheating. So I stop, I fill the radiator completely up. It was down a little and it overheated all the way home. I had to baby it all the way home. And it was steaming and gurgling all the way home. And at that point, the Volvo's done. The Volvo is done. And here's the cursed history of the Volvo. I bought it when my daughter started college because I was driving our other Prius and we needed my daughter to have a car. And my wife's like, let's give her the Prius. It'll be good for gas mileage and it's reliable. You get another car. And I was like, well, I'm not ready to get another car. What are you talking about? So I just got whatever I could get. It was super cheap and it served its purpose. Never broke down. It's been reliable as hell, but it is right now. I've mentioned I'm a anger issue a-hole. I recently ripped the doorknob off the inside trying to jump out of my car and I ripped it off and now I have to roll the window down to open the door. That's been the last couple months. A year and a half ago, it was at the shop getting work so it could pass smog and the guy that worked at the shop was driving it after. And he got hit by an old lady. And then he's so nice, he didn't fill out any proper paperwork, get witness statements, or take any photos with his phone. And the old lady said it was his fault and sued me. And then my insurance goes, yeah, he wasn't supposed to be driving your car and wouldn't cover it. And then I got sued personally, and it turned into a nightmare. I fixed that being an a-hole and being Stretch. Let me tell you how. I eventually, after they sued me, the other insurance company sued me, the old lady's insurance company filed a lawsuit against me. I called their person and went ballistic, full of F-bombs, went full Stretch mode, and told them, I will fucking sue you to Kingdom Come, and told them how my car in over a year had not been repaired because I, until it was settled, I wasn't going to fix that car, and made various other threats against them. And they dropped the case. So that was just resolved literally in the last 4 or 5 months that got resolved. And so I was like, do I fix it? And then I knew the car was on its last legs. And now it finally shit the bed. Volvo is gone as of Monday. So I tell my work, hey, my car is done. It's blown up. I won't be able to come to work tomorrow. I have to go buy a car. And I don't want to buy a car. You know who doesn't need to buy a car right now? The guy who LAFD let his house burn down, that guy, he doesn't need to go buy a car right now. He doesn't need to be spending money right now because they're trying to put every penny into the bank to cover the lapses in coverage of the insurance that FEMA will not help us with, and neither will the state or the county or the city or anyone. Except for people. People are helping. But they're not actually helping for the fire. Let me quote that for the FEMA coverage that could possibly eventually come someday. People are helping because this podcast is entertaining as fuck, even though I'm an asshole. People have been contributing to the podcast through the link on the Instagram that goes to Buy Me a Coffee for the podcast. Has nothing to do with the fire. So, just so you know, be keeping all the ducks in a row here. And then I decided, all right, I'm going to go just get the cheapest car I can get. And I researched and got home and searched and like, all right, what am I going to do? And I decided I would get a certain car, and looked up reliability factor, good car, this, that, that, da, da. And I found a type of car that was pretty cheap considering it's, you know, for used and pretty new. And I found one that only had 40,000 miles and was really cheap, like a really good deal. So I'm like, I gotta buy that car. And I hit up this dealership. Let's mention the dealership now because they don't know I'm a fucking influencer. It's called a Harden GMC. It's in Anaheim. And hit them up. I did not buy a GMC, just so you know. That's not Stretch's. That's not my boat to float. I bought a used car that someone had traded in to buy a new GMC. And I was stoked to get it. So, for the record, I bought a Volkswagen. And And not my first one either. I've had one before and I liked it. It was reliable and good. So it's built well. So that's where I went. Anyhow, so I go to Harden GMC and I send them an email. Hey, I'm interested in buying this car. Is it still available? And then I write, and they make you write your phone number, your email, all this crap before you reach out. So I know what's going to happen. So being stretched the a-hole, I write, do not call my cell phone. I'm at work. I am busy. I do not have time to talk to you on the phone. Send me an email. I will reply to email only. And I just want to know if the car's ready. I don't want any sales guy shit. Boom. I get a phone call within about 35 seconds of hitting send. And I'm like, there's no fucking way these people are that stupid. So I don't answer. Let it go to voicemail or send it to voicemail. Then I get a text. I didn't say text. I said email. And I reply back. I told you not to call me. I told you to only email me. Is this car available? You know, and it was the, and then I said, and don't give me any sales guy crap. I go, my house burned down. I'm a fire victim. I'm in need of a cheap car. You have one on your lot I'm interested in. Is it available? Has it been any accidents? Please answer those questions. So the guy comes that called. It's like, I'm so sorry. I called before I read the, yeah, you put the fucking cart before the horse, motherfucker. So, cool. Well, I'm like, all right, great. And then it's the on the Carfax. The car's never been in an accident. And it's got pristine maintenance records. Everything in this is great. So, I say, all right, well, I'm pre-approved already through here. Here, I'll send you the paperwork. Can you fill it out? I'm going to probably come in tomorrow morning to take a look at it. I get, this guy then has to hand it off to the finance company or to the finance guy. And the finance person, immediate text back to me or email, whatever the hell he said. I think they were at that point figured out not to call or text me. And I get, oh, that car is real. There's a lot of people interested in that car. I don't know when you can get down here, but I've got like, and I fucking lost my mind. And I said, I told the other dude, no sales guy bullshit. I don't want to hear it. My house burned down. I'm not in the mood. If someone else is interested, sell it to them. Fuck off. Like, I'm done with you. The guy that was the sales guy came back and said, I'm so sorry. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. That was our witch call guy. Blah, blah, blah. And then the other guy tried to backpedal, but I was very annoyed with him at that point. This is Harden GMC in Anaheim. This is, okay, the story's about to get funny, I promise you. So I go down there on the next morning. I take a fucking Uber there, and I'm there before they open. I walk in. I find the guy that I was talking to, the sales guy, isn't there. It's not his day to work. He's not even in the building. And I say, I was talking to this guy yesterday about this car. I want to take a look at it. And then here's the only saving grace they have. Sales guy comes out. His name's Gary. He was cool as shit. Liked that guy. Went for a ride with him. Super cool guy. He was into motorcycles. We were talking. Just a cool dude. Liked that dude a lot. Cool dude. Saved their ass, be honest with you. So I'm like, all right, Gary's cool. I'm like, let's do this. I'm going to buy it. We go back in, and I told him, I don't know who your finance person is, but they're an idiot, and they did this. And he's like, I'm going to send you to someone else. So they send me to some a workout chick, which was super cool. I liked her. Went back, bought the car, put down what I had to put down, got the payments I wanted. Everything was great. And they worked and got me a way better finance rate than what I had on my approved deal. So I was stoked. Like, I was like, cool. Got my car. I'm going to get to work. It's not that late. I was in there when they opened the doors, and I was going to be out there at 11 a.m. I could have been back to work by lunch, only missed half a day. Would have been great. Paperwork takes forever. Paperwork's done. And all of a sudden, a guy comes out and is like, Mr. Roberts, we've had a problem. And I'm thinking, oh, crap, did the financing fall apart and I got to go back to the deal I had? Like, what happened? And he's like, oh no, come back here. And he walks me back into like the shop area. And I'm like, what the F is going on? They wrecked my car that I had just bought because I was walking out front. They were washing it. And he said, hey, while you're doing this paperwork, I'm going to have them wash it and then they'll have it ready for you. And so I'm thinking I'm going to walk out front and get the car. And then this guy comes when I'm waiting out front and it's like, come back here. They crashed my car. A car I just bought that I already owned. It was my car. It was already switched over to my insurance and everything. That was my car. And they backed it into another car back in the stall, the guy that washes it. And I'm like, what the fuck? And the car was pristine. It was perfect. A couple little scratches. The only flaws I saw in that car, there's a little mark on the dash, the dashboard's leather, a little mark on there, and a couple scratches here and there. And it's, I love that car. I'm very excited for the car. I drove it. I loved it. Yeah, we wrecked your car. I'm like, so what the fuck are we going to do now? Like, I'm pissed now. And then the sales guy comes out. He's laughing because it is funny. Only thing is, my fucking house burned down. My car blew up. Remember, I had problems last week where I got flats in two different work cars. And then one of them basically blew up. I have to go deal with that car still tomorrow all day that is a work car. And they just wrecked the brand new car I just bought that I didn't get off the lot. Like, this shit, you can't make this shit up. And I'm like, oh, hell no. And then they're like, hey, we're going to rush this through. We're going to put this into our shop. We're going to fix this. It will be ready tomorrow. This is Tuesday. So they're saying Wednesday, you'll be able to get this car. Okay. And then they say, well, could be Thursday, but we're going to push for Wednesday. I'm like, all right. So guess what happens on Wednesday? They call me and say, yeah, that car's not going to be ready till tomorrow. And I'm like, you know what? Not sweating it. And when I say crashed, they didn't like smash lights and glass and shit. They literally backed it into something and there was metal dents in the metal that had to be taken out in a body shop. Like, it had to have body work, but it was minor. But still, the fact that I wanted to leave with my brand new car that I just bought, now it's wrecked and going back to their body shop, is not a good way to start. So they give me a GMC Mini. It's a Denali SUV, Mini SUV. What a hunk of crap. Had 90,000 miles on it. It had a roar when you drove down the freeway, like something was wrong with it. And I drove that Wednesday and then Thursday. And then when I talked to them on Wednesday and they said, yeah, it's not going to be ready till tomorrow. I was cool. And I said, you know what? Bring it to my house and we're fine. And they're like, cool. That's what we'll do. All right, cool. And they go, maybe if we get done, we'll even bring it to your work or whatever. I'm like, whatever floats your boat. I'm cool. Just deliver it on Thursday. They call me today, Thursday. And they say, yeah, we don't have everyone called out sick. We don't have enough people to deliver your car. And I'm like, oh, F no. Do you not know, Harden GMC, that I'm an influencer with tens of listeners? You mofos? Actually, I have a lot more listeners than that. And I also still own three radio stations, partly, that I'm partnered in. They don't make any money, but they have a big boom. my radio stations, I consider to be the most successful failures in the history of radio. Like, we've got millions of listeners, but we don't have any money coming in because it's streaming and advertising won't come around to streaming radio yet. They're trying to stick with traditional and we have more listeners than they do. It's weird. It's weird, weird, weird. But anyhow, that's neither here nor there, but that is a good threat to hold over someone who just wrecked your fucking car and then promised it to you the next day and then stalled that a day and then called you and tried to stall it another day. And then I just told my work, I have to effing go. I'm going to kill someone. And I got in their car and drove down there today and got my car. That's the true story. I can't make this shit up. And then when I got there, it was the dude Gary, and that's what saves their ass because that dude's cool as hell. Not his fault at all. He did everything right. And I like the sales guy. Sales guy was cool. So there you go. That was my car buying experience. I'm never buying another one. I'm gonna make my next car, I think. Have someone else go buy it for me. I don't know what I'm doing, but seriously, that was happened to me. My car blew up. I bought another car and they crashed it. All right. I have one more story that is actually funny too. You guys know I have a big crazy dog who best guessed is a Doggo Argentino. Look it up. You'll see Ice. And his name is Ice. His name is Iceberg, but we call him Ice. And I walk Ice every day here in Downey. We go to the dog park and he runs and we play. He's really doing great. He's doing amazing through the fire. He's finally come around. He's doing amazing. So I'm in Downey. I don't know if you guys watch the news, but there's some like weird deportation stuff going on right now. And a lot of people are boycotting that and crazy. And did I mention I'm in Downey? Did I mention I'm a white guy in Downey with a big white dog? Yeah. So I'm going to the park. It's late at night. And I get to the park. And I see a truck bed with the gate down. And there's like three cholo dudes sitting on the tailgate. Whatever. I don't care. I'm cool. Going to my spot. And all of a sudden I hear this, hey! I'm going to do a racist impression. But it's what it sounded like. Hey! Tell me that dog's name is Crypto. Okay. And I started laughing because I'm not kidding. We almost named him Crypto. He looks like, if you are familiar at all with Crypto the Superdog, Superman's dog, the cartoon, Crypto the Superdog, he looks just like Ice. He looks exactly like Ice. And I laughed. And then I said, no, his name is Ice. So here you go. Big white dog, big white guy walking through a park in Downey. Talking to some cholo dudes, and I just told them my white dog's name is Ice. And he's like, what? And I said, well, technically his name is Iceberg, but we call him Ice. And he's like, Iceberg's better, eh? It was just funny as hell. And another true story. Just it wouldn't have surprised me if they would have been mad and came and beat me and my dog, because that would have been the perfect, the way my life is going at this moment in time. But I have to go. It is time for me to get up out of here. F. Gavin Newsom, F. Karen Bass. And you guys have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday with another brand new episode of Fat to Fit or Else. And God, I hope, not even for entertainment's sake, I just hope nothing else bad happens to me. And I did what the Mean Spiral Lady said, and I cleansed myself with an egg. And then broke it and flushed it down the toilet. So I think I'm cleansed, because knock on wood, nothing bad happened yesterday or today. So there you go. Things are looking up. Look at that. It's turning around already. The egg cured me. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. All right. I'm going to leave to work early tomorrow and take the long way to work so I can drive my car. It's fun to have a car that you like to drive. It's a little sportier. The Volvo was just an old lady car, but it was always solid and reliable. That's why I had it. This Volkswagen's a lot more fun to drive. So anyway, shout out to you guys. Thanks again to everyone for all of the kind words, for the support, for the well wishes. And probably some of you could be mad now that I talk smack on the fire department, because people get pissed about that. They love the fire department. Stretch Nasso, he talks smack about the fire department. They're heroes. What an asshole. If they hadn't have forcefully thrown me out of my home, I might have stayed and just fought it with the hose myself. Probably would have saved it. Just saying. At least it would have had a fighting chance at that point. Would have got water on it before they ran out. They let it run out and then just let my house burn. Bastards. All right. Talk to you guys on Monday.